Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to talk about our breakthrough is coming. And as I was beginning to articulate that particular message, God says, your breakthrough is here. Amen. He says, your breakthrough is here. So some of us, our breakthrough is coming, but God says that your breakthrough is here. And so without further ado, I would like to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, followed by a prayer. Then after our prayer, we're going to hear the song, Oh Give Thanks, by Miss Judith McAllister, and then we will go into our message. But before we begin, I would like for you, as the Lord is instructing, I would like for you to think of the good things that the Lord has done for you. Amen. God has made a way. God says that just because you're going through right now doesn't mean that that is the final end of the story. We must understand and recognize who is in charge of our lives. So therefore, we want to magnify and we want to glorify God and we want to give God thanks in advance for the things that He is going to do. So as I prepare this particular song, I want you all to have a moment of silence, and we're just going to think on the good things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then after which you will hear me read the scripture, and then you will hear the center of my joy, and you will hear me praying. So at this particular time, this is a moment of silence, just recognizing and acknowledging the giver of this gift, the giver of the breakthrough, because we want to make sure that God knows that we are acknowledging Him. And not only are we doing that, but we're giving Him thanks in advance. And one more thing, as the Lord is instructing me, you know that we walk by faith and not by sight, and God says that just because at this particular moment, at this particular time, you don't see your breakthrough does not mean that it's not there. So let's have a moment of silence. All right, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for blessing us on this particular day, at this particular hour, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and You started us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord, You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and You blessed us to make it through this day, Lord. But the focus is not on us. The focus is on You, Lord, because we know that You are El Shaddai Elohim, and You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the center of our joy. You're the bright and morning star, Lord. And you are the God who is the giver of all great things. Lord, as I went about my way and on my journey on today, and within a couple of weeks, there are many people who are expecting something from you, Lord. And whether they know how to come unto you, Lord, or whether they understand that breakthroughs take time, Lord, we ask, would you give them the patience of Job, and would you give them the faith like that woman with the issue of blood, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you raise up, bow down heads, and would you help us to remain focused on you, Lord, focused on our purpose, focused on your plan, focused on the will. Would you bless our hands to be of your service? Would you bless our hearts to continue to love? And would you bless our feet to continue to walk in the path of righteousness? Lord, we ask, would you bless our ears to hear your voice, Lord, and the words to come out of our mouth to be words articulated and constructed by you? We understand and realize that you created the heavens and the earth. And we ask, would you make us over, Lord, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. We ask, would you continue to increase the wisdom with our minds, and would you help us to continue to walk over those things that may cause us to stumble or fall. Lord, we realize and we can see the vision, and it's plain, Lord, that you are advancing the kingdom and you're advancing us, Lord. We ask, would you strategically place us where we're supposed to be, Lord? And would you help us to be able to utilize our gifts, Lord? That is our prayer, that you said that we utilize our gifts that you have given to the maximum. Lord, if we are not utilizing our gifts, we ask that you remove us, Lord. We ask that you place us, Lord. Lord, we ask in the ministry, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to spread the word of God and to spread love, Lord. And we consecrate this particular ministry, Lord, because there are many things that you want to do with it, and there are people that I don't even know that you're sending. And we ask, would you continue to help us, Lord? Would you help the speaking business, Lord? Would you strategically do whatever you have to do and help us to follow? Because we know that you are God, and besides you, there's none other, Lord. And Lord, we ask, would you bless each listener, each person that's going to listen? Would you bless their gifts, Lord, and would you bless the going ins and coming out? Then, Lord, we travel across the water, and we ask, would you bless those families who are bereaved of all of those Kenyan children who have lost their lives? And we pray for the covering of those who are in the United States and those who are not. We don't understand why things happen, but we know that you are the great I am, and you are the great physician, and you know all things, and all things work together for the good of them who loves the Lord. And Lord, we ask, would you continue to look down upon the bereaved families and be whatever they need you to be, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to help us to uphold our faith and continue to walk into the will that you have given unto us. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this to be a great week, Lord. And we ask that as we get ready to receive our breakthroughs, would you help us to remain humble and help us to thank you in advance. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom and give us a word, Lord, that will help us to make it through the week, Lord, because we know that the breakthrough is coming. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the wisdom and knowledge. And we ask for an increase in our wisdom and knowledge, an increase in our growth, and an increase in how we do things, and an increase in how we say things, Lord, and an increase in optimizing the gifts that you really have given us, Lord. And anything that's hindering us from optimizing, we ask that it be removed right now, the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all of the saints said, hey, amen. Amen. that was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. Now we're going to move on to Oh Give Thanks by Sister Judith McAllister, followed by The Message of God. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is Dr. Love.
Yes, he is good.
Amen. That was "Oh, Give Thanks" by Sister Judith McAllister. And actually, I want you to write that down, because as I was listening to that song, we're going to talk about breakthrough. And God says that's one of the requirements before you receive your breakthrough. The reason why we haven't received our breakthrough is because we haven't given thanks and praise unto God first. We have to prepare the atmosphere, the Lord is saying. But before giving that away, the Lord also gave me another song. Amen. And it's entitled "Yes, Lord." And this is by the late Reverend G. E. Patterson. And this is the instrumental. And I want you to get into the thinking mode of saying yes to the Lord. There are going to be some uncomfortable things that you have to do as far as the will of God, for those of you who are walking in the will of God. There are going to be some uncomfortable things that the Lord is going to require that you do, and you're going to have to step out on faith. And when you step out on faith, the Lord says, and when you say, "Yes, Lord," he says that he will do the rest. Now, some of you are saying, "But there is no other place that I may go, because the Lord has called me to a place." And it's an uncomfortable situation, because I wanted to expand who I am. And God says that sometimes being in a smaller atmosphere or a smaller place allows you to expand who you really are. The Lord is unable to expand you in an already big place. Why is that? And God says the reason why he's unable to expand you is because once you get into a larger place and you are not, or you haven't had that experience in the smaller place, he says it's because you will be overshadowed. He says, not overshadowed by people, but you will be overwhelmed with his power. Many of you, before I start this song, is saying, "But I want to be overwhelmed with the power of God." And God says his power is bigger than any city you could go to, any place you could go to, or any person that you can stand before. He says not only is he preparing you in a small, uncomfortable place, or a small, peculiar place that no one really knows exists, he says the reason why he's doing this is because he has to prepare you, and not only prepare you, but prepare the people for you. So thank God for that place that he is positioning you in, or that place that God has selected you to be in. He says thank him for that place, because it's in that place that you grow, and because you grow in that place, he says that you will be tailored for a larger atmosphere. So God says it's like a humbling experience. You have to go through some things. You have to go through the battle before you can win. I want you to write that down, because we're going to talk about breakthrough. And I spoke to some people earlier this week, and God says you have to go through the battle before you declare yourself as a winner. He says go through the battle, and we're not talking about a battle as in the battles of Jericho or that type of battle, but God says you have to go through the battle of life before you can declare yourself as a winner. And we're going to talk about breakthroughs, because I did not realize, and a lot of people came up to me past couple of weeks, or inbox me, or Facebook me, or text me and said, you know, "I listen to your ministry and I listen to the Word of God. The Word of God really ministers unto me." And I spoke to some other people. And the thing about it is, God speaks, and when God speaks, I listen. And so therefore, not only is this helping you, but it's helping me as well, because to be very honest, I ask God the same questions. "Lord, you have me here, you have me there. What is my purpose?" And so the Lord is going to break it down to us, and he's going to prepare us for our breakthrough. But we have to give thanks, and we have to say, "Yes, Lord, I'm setting up this atmosphere because the Lord is speaking as we're playing this music, and I will be able to share it with you." Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Give me just a second. And as we wait on this particular video, I just want you to know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I'm going to allow you to listen to Bishop G. Patterson, "Yes, Lord, Invitation to Christ." And this is where the Lord is leading me. so I'm going to allow you to listen.
six more people and there are 4 seconds left. Are you coming?
So we are setting, or we have set the atmosphere for our breakthrough. I want you to get out a sheet of paper and pen, or you can just listen, because the Lord has something to tell us. Amen. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. All right. So a breakthrough. We're going to have to define what a breakthrough is, first of all, according to the Spirit of God. And then we're going to have to prepare our minds. Our bodies are in position to receive the breakthrough, because your body is receptive to anything that comes to it. If the wind is blowing hard outside, your body adjusts to it. If it's raining outside, your body will adjust to it. If there's a breakthrough coming and the Lord sets that breakthrough on your lap, your body adjusts to that. But God says there's something about the mind, and we're going to focus on the mind, and we're going to have to convince our minds that a breakthrough is coming our way. And God says the reason why we have to convince our minds that a breakthrough is coming our way is because of many distractions that we have experienced, not only in the past, but as of recent. And God says that your breakthrough is already here. Because we walk by faith and not by sight, we cannot see it with our human eyes. We're unable to see it. God likens us into a blind man. And God says he has to open up our eyes so that we can see our breakthrough. Whatever you've been praying about, God says it is here. How do you know that your breakthrough is here? And that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you what thus says the Lord. Why is it that your breakthrough is here? Okay? Why is it, and how will you know that your breakthrough is here. Well, before we start to answer that question, we have to talk a little bit about our minds. And as I said before, our mind must be prepared to receive our breakthrough, because your body is going to receive whatever the atmosphere creates, because that is your body. When we live, our bodies are exposed to the atmosphere. If you just came from church and someone is basing a rap song, your body is going to respond by listening. Your ears will hear. Yes, if you are walking down the hallways at a college or university, and there are professors all around you teaching students, you are going to hear that. Why? Because you are in that atmosphere. If you are at a fair and there is chaos and people are screaming and yelling, your body is going to adapt to that, right? But God says a breakthrough is different, because the breakthrough starts within the mind. It's a manifestation of ideas within your mind that creates a movement or gravitation of your body in that direction. I'm going to repeat that and simplify it. When God has a breakthrough for us, we must prepare our minds by believing first that there is such a thing as a breakthrough. At that particular time, the Lord is going to give us some uncomfortable directions. Therefore, when we follow those uncomfortable directions, our body cannot help but to gravitate into that area, because so our body and mind think it, that where we will go. I remember when I'm really a sprinter, but when I joined the military, long distance called my name. So I began to train my body for long distance, because that's how we run in the military, is long distance. It's very seldom that the drill sergeant tells you to get out there and run 100 meters and be finished. So God says that the breakthrough is likewise. It's the same way. He is telling us that this is a process like a long-distance run. He says you must mentally prepare your body, because there is power within this breakthrough. So how do we prepare our minds? Well, the song by Miss Judith gave us one of the answers. We must give thanks unto God. Why? Not only because he is good, but because he keeps us each and every day. We must, starting today, starting now, give God thanks in advance. Our praise must continuously be within our hearts, our minds, and we must set our praise in the atmosphere. So God says we must give thanks unto him if we want to experience our breakthrough. Some people have been going through situations, all types of situations. It doesn't matter what it is. But God says give thanks in advance. God says it's kind of like putting money in the bank and you writing a check. God says that you don't write a check unless you have money in the bank, because otherwise it is called a hot check. God says, so therefore, he says, before your breakthrough is deposited, he says you must put some praise in your mouth and in your heart, right? Because you don't want to miss out on your breakthrough because there was nothing in your heart. Amen. So give thanks. Number two, once again, by the late G.E. Patterson, yes, Lord, the Lord is going to give you, I'm not talking about people, I'm saying the Lord, is going to ask you to do a lot of things on faith. And you're going to say, Lord, I'm not qualified for that. Lord, I don't want to speak in front of all those people. Lord, I don't want, but God says you're going to have a yes in your spirit. You're going to have a yes. Just this week, God says we're going to have a yes in our spirits. A yes to God for where he wants to take you, a yes to God for where he wants to place you. You're going to have to say, yes, Lord. We're not talking about, God said, this is not people to people. He says, this is something that the Lord is going to speak into your spirit. For those of you who believe that the Lord can speak to you and believe that you have ears to hear the voice of God, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. Now, I'm not going to promise you that the only voice you will hear is that of God. because you're going to have people making requests, and you're going to hear the evil one making requests. And then, of course, you're going to hear our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to be able to discern. How do you discern? Because the way you discern is that the Lord will lead and guide you. The Lord will always affirm his request. He will always affirm that. That's why you know his voice. That's why God says you have to be in relationship with him. So we have to give the Lord a yes. Whatever the Lord asks you to do is yes, Lord, because the Lord is preparing you for your breakthrough. Now, this is very strange, right? Because if the Lord asks you to sing, and you know, like I know, that you don't sing at all. If the Lord asks you to speak on his program, if he asks you through a person to speak on his program, and you are not a speaker, it's still yes, Lord. God says this is kingdom work. He's not going to ask you to do anything for the world. That's how you know. That's how you know it's from God. He says he's going to ask you to do kingdom work. You have to say yes, Lord. He said it's going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable for so many reasons, because it's not familiar to you, because you may not know the people, because you may not know the place. He says it's unfamiliar places. He says that's what ministry is about. And you are going to have to tell the Lord, yes, Lord. And these are requirements to get to your breakthrough. Then number three, he says you're going to have to go through the battle. He says you're going to have to go through the battle of life, right? People have said, I've been praying for a breakthrough for so many years, and I have not received it. It's kind of like that woman with the issue of blood. I've been praying, but God says you're going to have to go through some things. He says, because when he gives you this breakthrough, this huge breakthrough that's going to change your life for the better, he says you are going to have to go out and do kingdom work, right? He says you don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be an apostle, a prophet, evangelist. You don't have to be any of that. He says you just have to be a child of God. And you have to give your testimony unto the people. The Lord speaks settlement. He says settlement. He says you have to give your best to the people. You have to give your testimony to the people. He says you have to go through the battle. There's going to be some hard times that you're going to have to experience. And God says you have to make it through those hard times. There are going to be some places that you really don't want to go. There are going to be some people that you really don't want to be in the company of. But God says that through it all, you still have to go through the battle. He says, think about the Hebrew boys. Even when they were in the fiery furnace, he says they was not in the furnace alone. He says he will always be with you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, so when you go into the battle, and we're talking about, when we talk about battle, as I said before, we're not talking about the battle that you fight with. We're talking about the obstacles that you have to go through to get there. He says, because this is a huge blessing. This is a life-changing blessing. This is just so magnificent. He says that you have to go through some things to get there. He says, but always know that he is with you, and all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. So we give thanks in advance, right? We say, yes, Lord. And God says, you're going to go through some things. He says, but what? He's there with us at all times. Then the Lord goes on to say, with your breakthrough, you're going to have to understand that breakthrough in the spiritual realm is two different words, break and then through. God says that when you break through something, right, he says you're able to go through a hard process, right? He says it's kind of like a brick wall, and it's kind of like being transparent and going through that brick wall, and we know that there is no one who can go through a brick wall without being bruised. We know that there's no one who can go through a brick wall without someone having to hammer down part of the bricks. And God says that these are symbols of the hard times in our lives, the times in which we will go through things. This is kind of like number three. These are the trying times when we're going to have to really depend on God to get us through those hard spots. You know, as a runner, when I was running the trails, of course, when I was much younger, we had the ability to follow different signs. They would have different signs because we would run up and down hills, and we would run through the woods, you know, and back on the streets. And we would have many different signs, right? And we didn't know what was ahead. But it was a hard process because there were hills that we had to climb. It was a hard process because there were potholes within the ground, and you were susceptible to trip and fall. And so we just didn't know. But all we knew was that there was a finish line. And God says that that's what's going to happen within this breakthrough. He says there are going to be different things that will distract you. He says, but you won't fall. He says, you may stumble, but you won't fall. He says, but you will always know that this is only temporary. There is a finish line. So God says that you begin to thank God in advance. You begin to tell God, yes, you're going to have to go through the battle. You're going to have to go through something in order to declare yourself and in order for God to declare you a winner, right? And then you're going to have to break through some stuff after you win. Why do you have to break through some stuff after you win? Because God is not through with you yet. Just because you won one battle, that's just one step closer to your breakthrough. And God is making sure that you are ready. That's why God is going to put you through this hard process. Because once you're able to make it through the hard process of distractions and negative people, God says that you will be able to go and speak in front of millions and it will not faze you at all. Right? So God says you have to go through the brick wall. You have to go through those unseen things that will distract you. And you have to keep moving. That's the last one. God says keep moving. You know, as a runner, you may fall on a trail. But God says get up and keep running. Some people say, well, what if I get hurt? God says he will not leave you nor forsake you. He is the great physician. He is on call. He's right there. He's not going to let you hurt yourself. God will protect you. God will cover you. But things will happen so that you will depend on God. Okay? God wants you to depend on him to the fullest, 100%, in order to get to this breakthrough. Now, some people are discouraged right now because they say, you know, I've been praying for this breakthrough, and I don't really have the strength. I don't have the strength to give God praise. I don't have the strength to do all these things that the Lord is going to ask me to do. I don't have the strength to go through this battle. I'm already going through a battle. I don't have the strength through this breakthrough. Well, guess what? You're halfway finished because God, that means that I'm just reviewing. God has already taken you, and he's already taken you through the process of your breakthrough. And all you have to do is give God thanks and praise, and you have to have a yes, Lord, in your heart. God is taking you through all of that. You're going through a crisis. As I said before, you feel like you're just down. God says that he is able to pick you up. He is able to pick you up, and he is able to take you to your breakthrough. But a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds very appeasing. It's very attractive. A breakthrough is very attractive. It makes you feel good because all of us have experienced a breakthrough at least once in our lives. But you have to go through some things. The more mature you are in Christ and the more you have a relationship with God, God is going to test us. Whether you like taking tests or not, God is testing us all the time. And there's a difference between a test and there's a difference between being tempted. God says the devil tempted him when he took him to the mountain, but God is testing us when he takes us to the mountain. He's testing us to see if we're going to give him praise. He's testing us if we're going to say yes to his will. He's testing us to see if we can make it through the battle and believe that he's with us, and he's testing us to make sure that we can get through for our breakthrough. That's what God is testing us for, and he is making sure that we don't quit. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. God wants us to keep going. The breakthrough is a very strategic yet hard process. It's very hard. Some people have been waiting 3 years. Some people have been waiting 4, 5, 6, 7. God says it's here. Don't be dismayed if you have rough times. And I know that sounds very discouraging, and it really does. But know that God is getting ready to bless you real good. It's still 180 days of favor and grace. And God says that even through these trying times in the breakthrough process, you're still going to come out a winner. Why? Because at the end of the day, you can say, I made it through the help of God. of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to my career people real quick as the Lord is giving this unto me. The Lord says that he wants us in this season to optimize our gifts. He talks about a small place. And the reason why the Lord has contained you in a small place is because he is growing you for a bigger place. The Lord humbles us first before he puts us in the water with the big fish. Many people ask, Lord, why am I still confined to this space? Why am I still confined to this city? Why am I still confined to this state? Because the Lord is preparing you for something bigger. Do not judge where you are according to what you have. Because God says that things perish. Do not judge where you are to what you have. God says that when he gets through with you, you will come forth as pure gold. God wants to continue to build you. He wants to continue to place values in you so that you will be ready for the big scene, whatever that is. Now, when we talk about a small place, whether you're talking about an office space, whether you're talking about land, whether you're talking about a city, I want you to draw a circle as the Lord has given me this. You can talk about a city, you can talk about land, you can talk about a room, whatever you want to talk about, okay? Draw a circle. God says put an X in the middle. That's you. God says that within that circle, whether it's a small city, whether it's small land, whether it's a small business, whether it's a small room, God says that you can expand. You can expand. He says that you can still grow in that city, still grow on that land. You can still grow in that office. You can still grow where you are. God says you can grow. He says, but that is only temporary for you. He says, because he has something bigger for you. But guess what? He's not only preparing you, but he's preparing the people for you. Because you can't bring all that power that the Lord has given you to people. He says people will receive it. He says, but his power is so strong that they will be overwhelmed with the power of God. And so God is, he says, he's not keeping you where you are because you're not ready. He's keeping you where you are because he's getting people ready for you. See, when you move from one location to another, migrate from one location to another, and you are in the will of God, not only is God preparing you, but he's preparing the people who are waiting to receive you. It's just like a pastor. When a pastor moves from one place to another, the Lord is preparing the congregation for the pastor and the pastor for the congregation. There's a two-way street. There's a two-way preparation. So do not be dismayed or discouraged if you feel like your breakthrough needs to be bigger. Amen? Be thankful for the breakthrough that the Lord gives you. Some people will have small breakthroughs. Some people will have large breakthroughs. It just all depends. But we should thank God for each and every breakthrough that he gives us. We should always thank God for each and every breakthrough because guess what? The Lord doesn't have to give us anything. He doesn't even have to think about us. But he gives us the breakthroughs, right, that we need, okay? So I want you to really think about that. So think about your breakthrough. And as that picture is on my Facebook page, I'm not moving until you bless me. And the Lord wants us to be bold like that. The Lord wants us to keep coming to him on a daily basis, praying unto God, asking God for his grace, asking God for his mercy, asking God for his favor. He wants us to continue to come unto him because that's the type of God we serve. That's the type of God. And so we have to continue. We have to continue to be in the will. We have to continue to walk into the will of God because God is just that good and he is worthy. He is able to be praised. Amen. And so do not, once again, be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Okay? Because God is preparing you for a bigger place. So keep your head up. Pray unto God. And don't stop praying until our Lord and Savior blesses you. And guess what? When God blesses you, you keep on praying because God is just that good. Right? When God blesses us, we keep on praying. I said, when God blesses us, we keep on praying. We keep on praying because God is going to bless us and he's going to help us in that right early. Okay? So without further ado, I have a couple of announcements to make. And then after that, I'll bid you good night. Please, please continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/ALFREDALOVE. Excuse me, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. All right, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive influence, please, 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 Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDA or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself, and please pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June as we will have the Love's Greatest Talent Show. And we have different age categories, as you can see on my Facebook page. And those particular age categories are as follow. We have ages 8 to 12, 13 to 18, 19 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 60, and 60 plus. Okay, first place winners will receive a nice trophy and a little write-up in the newspaper. Second and third place winners will receive a ribbon and a nice write-up. All participants will receive a certificate of appreciation. The judges are from all over and will not be familiar with the talent of the contestants. I will also have a few sponsors. Please submit your talent video by May 15th in order to give the team time to review your talent. We're only selecting 5 contestants from each category. The goal is to notify each candidate by the last day in May due to the individuals who would travel. Submissions may include poetry, music, clean music, dance routines, singing, etc. The grand prize winner will receive Love's special gift, and you have to come in order to see what that is. Each winner from the category is selected using a rubric designed by yours truly. The judges will place a rating on each domain and tally up the score to select the finalists of each category. Each judge will have time to discuss, and one individual from each category will be selected, and a second and third place winner will be selected. You may submit all submissions to Emonya, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you're having difficulty submitting material, you may want to submit it using YouTube and send me the link. In the event that there are only 3 people in the category, a first place winner will be selected, and a second and third place winner will be selected according to the points tallied on that particular form. Please be sure, ladies and gentlemen, to get this word out. The whole purpose of this particular talent show is to uplift and magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also want to connect with people, and we also want to display the talent that the Lord has given, because no matter what you do, whether you dance secular, whether you have a CD out, whatever you're doing, God has given that unto you. Why? Because you are God's child. And so we just want to have a good time in the Lord. We want to have a good time with this event. I will have T-shirts as well. We're getting the message out starting tonight. So please be sure to bring your family and friends. I am looking so forward to having each and every one of you. And I can hold up to about 400 people. So please be sure to get the word out. I will have tickets as soon as next week. And so if you want to get your tickets in advance, that would be good. Amen. We're going to praise God in advance. Get your tickets in advance, and that way you will already have your seat. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Also, make sure, as I said before, that you have a wonderful week. Continue to pray unto God, to continue to look to God. Continue to trust in God and believe in your breakthrough. Understand and recognize that a breakthrough is not just going to come easy. Amen. Understand that. Understand that it's not going to be easy. But also understand that we serve a true and a living God who is able to do everything but fail. I have several individuals on the line. If you want to say something, you can, or if you just want to continue to listen, you may. And I'm going to take a pause for about 10 seconds, and if you want to say something, you can, or you can pass that offer up.
Hello.
All right. I thank each and every one of you. Bless you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I see some of my single friends on here. I see some of my military friends. I see some of my friends that I travel with. I see other individuals on the line. I thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to come back on tomorrow as I will have Doc Lewis. As all of you know, I have Doc Lewis, and he is a very celebrated radio host. He's coming on tomorrow. And so I just really want you to tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And the reason why some of these ministries are so late is because I deal with a lot of celebrities and a lot of regular folks like us, and we have a schedule. And so I work around your schedule. I'm here to serve God, and I'm here to serve you as well. And so if you want to be on the ministry, as I said before, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to welcome my new friend from Israel. And this ministry is spreading. And so anytime you come on this ministry, feel free to say something. Feel free to just join anytime you like, because I really love conversation and I love having new people. And so I want to thank you so much for tuning in. So without further ado, if there are no more comments or questions, the most important thing I want you to remember is that God loves you and that the breakthrough that's coming to you is not going to be easy. But when you receive the breakthrough, you're going to really, really be able to praise God. Okay? And I also want you to remember the talent show, no matter where you are, there are airplanes, there are cars, there are different modes of transportation that can get you to Bellmead, Texas, the second week in July, and I would love to have you. May God bless and take care of each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.